popping pill, cranberry orange vodka spill. But I can see those distant hills, and this is where I want to be. That human of a craft is me. Now everything I see like Jesus dressed. Myself a penny off of William Penn's head. Yeah, I watched it fall off of City Hall. Yeah, I get my kicks just like
LOL. So, actually, didn't have the mic on. Thank you, Jack, who just let me know that I was talking to nobody. So, a little bit of dead air. You know, it never hurt anyone. But this is Gwen. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for tuning in to Bad Reception. So, that last song was I Know I Got Religion by Kurt Vile. Kurt Vile is a good friend of Courtney Barnett, who is a favorite artist of mine. And I didn't have much more to say that to that because I was going to connect Courtney Barnett to Phoebe Bridgers somehow, and I realized I don't know how I would do that. And so this next song is it's Better Oblivion Community Center. The song is Little Trouble. I believe that Phoebe Bridgers is a part of this group. But one thing I wanted to point out is that Phoebe Bridgers, like, has this whole Midwest emo kind of core to her, but she's from Los Angeles, and I think that's kind of funny. So here's that.
Well, not every mannequin can stand so fucking still. is a neon sign to tell you you're famous in some past life, but now you're just a regular Joe whose cover's blown. Well, tell me, baby, what's your biggest conceit? Is it that you did it or you did it with me? I can't imagine what the problem could be. You got one song that you like and you just play it on repeat. Not every certain death can be so brave. Not every psychopath can act so well behaved. What if the bomb just doesn't go off? Still playing that song. Still dancing alone. Ballerinas with dad's blank check. There's a place in Altadena that sounds perfect. Well, they'll let you be a swan even with missteps and clap until your body is sore. For now, it's just a matter of place, right time, singing. Every little thing's gonna be alright. On some pretty college campus with skin so white. Three chords and an expensive guitar. It's the luck of the draw. Find a place to blind your darkness with bright strobe lights. No cops, no fire marshals can dance all night. With the sad and doppelganger, you look just like your heartbreak's not your own anymore. I tell you that I love you, I scream it twice. You ask over the music, I hear that right. Yes, I swear I told you in some past life. Right before they're counting us off. It's the luck of the draw. With love, not with.
Okay, that last song was The Flower Called Nowhere by Stereolab. I love Stereolab. I feel like I only know like minute long songs from them though, so the fact that this was a whole almost five minutes, really interesting. I remember the first time. So the person who has the radio show before me, his name is Jack. I don't know if he's still in the studio. If you are, hi Jack. I remember like the first time I remember us actually talking, because we've had like the same slot for like, this is the third season. And I played Stereolab and he was like, whoa, you like Stereolab? And I thought I was so cool in that moment, especially because despite it being three seasons worth of having back-to-back shows, I still cannot transition for some reason out of his music into mine. So it's really awkward every time I can't do that, or like earlier today I didn't turn the mic on. So we're choosing our own battles in the WMFO studio. This next song is The Birds by Rick Cuevas. I kind of wish it was a shorter song. You ever have a song where like this part was really good and now we still have 3 minutes left to go? That's how I feel, but it's a good song nonetheless, so here it is.
Yeah.
All right, so that last song was Balloon by Crumb. I think that the most perfect combo is Unfold by Melody's Echo Chamber, then flowing into Balloon by Crumb. It's a little better when you're not on air trying to, like, have a weird transition, or there's a more automatic transition when you just, like, listen to it on your own. And they flow into each other, like, surprisingly well, kind of like a whole song switching halfway through, but in a really good way. Crumb actually went to Tufts University, so they're a band that started here, and they graduated sometime in the 2010s. I think that they had one song called Locket that was kind of popular, especially during COVID, on TikTok, because it was like an edgy, spooky song. But a lot of their other music is really awesome, and I heavily recommend if you're like looking to get into more that type of genre of, I don't know. If you can think out what you would call that genre, let me know, but please don't call. Please just text me. This next song is going to be Dirty Mouth by Alice Phoebe Liu. I'm a big fan of Alice. I think I've been listening to her music for a while now, but I had like never put the name to the songs. I'd just been like, wow, I really like this one. And then I think my friend Xander loves the song Witches by Alice Phoebe Liu. Or maybe he doesn't love it. I may have just like created this weird narrative where he loves it. He just had heard it before. And now I'm always like, wow, Alice Phoebe Liu. Like, I see her a lot more often, but this is Dirty Mouth.
Soft spot, have something to talk. Wish we could do this forever and never remember mistakes that we made. I told you I loved you when we were just friends. You kept me waiting and I hated you then. Gave it a few years, you said all your hard debts, but I never got over the secrets I kept. It all works out in the end. Wherever you go, that's where I am. Boulders turn into sand. Wherever you go, that's where I am. Now when I wait in your doorway, covered in flowers, I think of her. Something that you once stated I couldn't relate to.
Okay. I don't know why I had to say okay to break the silence. You know, we're just kind of in one of those parts of the day. I have a PSA to read that's really fun. But before that, it's a good reminder to go get your COVID or flu vaccine. It is that time of the year. People are calling it the fluvid shot, you know, two in one. The next day will be not fun, but I think that, I mean, we should all be getting vaccinated. It doesn't really matter if you're going to be sick one day later versus getting COVID or the flu down the line. But I thought I should also combine flu COVID with hepatitis B because my really good friend Xander, who's totally not listening right now, told me about a time that his like mom's friend in high school or no, in college died of hepatitis B like within a week of the diet. And I was like, whoa. Please give me the shot when I was at CVS. But it was a tough morning. I had to wake up. I had to take a 15-minute shower to make the body aches go away, but nevertheless, we persist. So we have a PSA. I haven't read this one in a minute. It's very fun. It's just like a lot of words. And I also realize I haven't been doing PSAs in a little while. I just kind of haven't been wanting to do those, even though I really need to. So this is the dried fruit PSA. Looking for something sweet, great tasting. Wait, one second. Looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. This has been a public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. We're also at this wonderful point, two-thirds of the way into my show, where I'm going to start doing shout-outs. And so, shout-out to Safi, my housemate. Thank you for tuning in. It was so sweet getting the text that you were listening. I was like, oh my god! I feel like you should be on the show at some point, because I feel like we have kind of similar music taste. And also, shout-out to my dad, who I think is listening. He said he was listening like 20 minutes ago, so hey, Dad! Alright, this next song is Heroes by David Bowie, so buckle up.
almost taste a smoky trail of myrrh.
Just a poor boy, though my story is seldom told. I squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, still the man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. No more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station, when I'm scared. Laying low, seeking out the poorer quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. Lie, 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 lie. Asking only workmen's wages, I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come home from the wars on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome I took some comfort there. La 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 la. Then I'm laying out my winter clothes and wishing I was gone, going home, where the New York City winters are bleeding me. A boxer and a fighter by his trade, and he carries the reminders of every glove that laid him down or cut him till he cried out in his anger and his shame. I am leaving, I am leaving, but the fighter still remains. Lie, lie, lie. Lie, la 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 la.
This is Gwen, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Oh, this fully cut off Simon and Garfunkel, tough. Thank you for tuning into my show. We're just going to probably start a little bit of the next song, if even that, but the next group will be in, and yay! All right, have a good rest of your day and weekends, and I'll be here next week.
My life has passed me by. I'll lay around.